This is episode number 1976 of the Who Cares News for Monday, May 24th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It's time for the Who Cares News with Morgan. What's going on?
Well, let's see. What is going on today? Lil Nas X. Although that, I can't say this name without worrying about lightning.
Yeah.
He's on the season finale of SNL on Saturday.
Yeah.
And his performance was about as iconic as the fabled wardrobe malfunction, because Nas had a malfunction of his own and it wasn't planned.
If you watched, everybody knows what happened. Oh my gosh.
Well, he was performing his hit song Montero Call Me by Your Name.
Yep.
And he mimicked the lap dancing from this video.
Yep.
And apparently the dancing was a little too much for his pants, which split when he dropped it low in the routine.
Yep.
Oops-a-daisy.
Nice. Come on.
Now, he finished the song, though, grabbing his crotch, Michael Jackson style, to hide the rip.
Yep.
And later he tweeted about the incident and claimed, in essence, that the show would go on, especially after having to replace the dance team in the past 24 hours due to COVID.
Oh, I hate when that happens. I hate when you got to replace the dance team. Well, you know, look, okay, so all of these people have huge dance routines.
This could have been worse.
Yeah.
He could have been commando.
He might have been. We don't know. It didn't look like he had room in that suit for anything else. It was pretty damn tight. One thing I will say, Nas is really ripped. I mean, he's really ripped. And this suit thing was like kind of a like painted on him almost. It was kind of crazy, but anyway. But I'm more sad that it was the season finale of SNL.
Yeah, that was what I was more sad about.
They didn't do a cold open. They did a kind of a few of the cast members kind of talked about in a joking way about the last year and the pandemic and the election and all of that. Go back and watch it. If you didn't get a chance to watch it, you can watch it on YouTube. It's out there. So,
because, you know, once it's on YouTube, it lives in infamy.
Of course it does.
And probably after that. I don't know what's after infamy. What's after forever?
I don't know.
Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. There will probably be YouTubes floating around. There's little TVs floating around with YouTube on them in space somewhere. your first inclination when your pants split is you're going to think it's in the back.
Have you ever split your pants?
No.
I have. And yes, it's always happened in the back. I was on the radio one day. And I had this, I had a day job after my radio job. One that paid money.
Don't we all?
Yeah. And I had been down in the studio because we had to get cartridges. We had big cart racks off the back wall. And I had to get a cart off the bottom row. And I had this tweed pair of slacks on and they just ripped right up the back, right up the seam.
Yeah.
And I was 30 miles from home. What am I doing today for
Stapler?
Pants? Yeah, I think that's what we ended up doing. I can't remember. It's been so
long. Did you have a jacket?
I did, but I don't think it was long enough to hide the whole thing. So,
yeah. You were Calvin Klein's at the time?
No, they weren't. They were some tweed slacks I owned.
No, your undies.
I'm not going there.
But didn't everyone at that time wear, because of Back to the Future, wear Calvin Klein's?
I don't want to talk about it.
This is, to me, is a very odd story.
An odd story.
Yeah. Chrissy Teigen.
Yes.
She was America's tweetheart.
She was America's tweetheart.
And then she became the wretched social media bully.
That's what everybody's saying.
To be fair, all Chrissy's mean tweets seem to take back to the early 2010s before she was our Chrissy. And sometimes she's clapping back on some, you know, pretty awful people. And I never mind those.
But the things that she was saying were also terrible. That's what I understand.
Yeah. Since the tweets have resurfaced,
that's the deal.
Chrissy has become, some say, damaged goods.
Oh, she's damaged goods. I believe so. Yeah. Yeah. You cannot tweet stuff, you know, 10 years later, expect to be forgiven for it. That doesn't happen anymore.
Well, there are cookware Her cookware line was dropped by Macy's.
Yep.
And by Target.
Yep.
That's how bad some of it got. And sources say she's holed up in her L.A. home and licking the wounds.
I'm sure she is.
Her deal with vacation rental giant VRBO.
Verbo.
Is still on for now.
But that's now.
Yeah.
Tomorrow could be different.
Yeah.
Is John on The Voice right now, John Legend? I think he is.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, although The Voice is pre-done. I don't think they're in live yet. So.
But I also...
Well, they might be.
In all fairness...
Yeah.
I think she's still... She's not quite herself yet.
Well, and she did apologize, from what I understand.
Uh-huh.
She did apologize, and that, yeah, that's definitely.
She had a hard year last start. Year.
Yeah, she did. I know, and yes, she did.
Yeah, or was it this year?
No, it was last year.
Last year.
Yeah, she had miscarriage last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I get that, but I mean, at the end of the day,
she's being meanie.
I don't think she's being meanie anymore. I mean, obviously, she's not being mean anymore.
Nope, too late.
These are all old.
So they resurfaced?
Yeah. Yeah, she told Courtney Stodden that she wished she would die, and she very emphatically said that. It wasn't a joke. And she said something about to Lindsay Lohan that she had plenty of notches in her arms because she was cutting herself at the time. And,
but how did they resurface?
Once it's on the internet, it's stuck.
Yes.
And people are out there looking for this stuff.
But I just wonder, who resurfaced them?
Oh, they go looking for this stuff. They do. They want to find dirt on everybody. It's out there.
Yeah, well, don't look. We know
you
that?
You don't stumble across this stuff.
No.
There are people that are looking, so.
But that's the mean part, I think. Well, not that she wasn't mean 10 years ago. I got that. But it's also mean to just keep bringing crap up, too.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. I think that, like everything, it'll probably just blow over. But you never know.
Yeah, but it's not the
same. She's the talk of the town this week and not in a good way.
Yeah, yeah. So she won't get back to being Chrissy Teigen, the tweetheart.
Anytime
soon.
I don't think that's going to happen
anytime soon. And I wonder what her hubby thinks of that.
Well, again, they're probably sitting around like Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith do at night and complain to one another about what they're doing in public. That's probably what they're doing right now. I don't think we need to worry about Halle Berry doing that. I don't think we do.
No. Because that girl's way too full of herself.
Wait a minute.
Way too full of herself.
What are you saying? Not
Good
our Halle.
Grief.
Not no, our Halle.
No, I went... Our Halle?
Our Halle.
No. There's no Our Halle.
The offer stands. The hall pass is there. Halle. I plead you. All right, Morgan, who cares tomorrow?
Halle hall pass.
Have a great day and...
That's all the news you can give us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.